Go ahead.
Okay, I used the Earth and the Sun, and I got four balls seven, which I think is going to be a significant improvement. I'd like to go ahead and see what those torque and angles turn out to be.
Roger, we concur.
Okay, that looks about right for the amount that I had to correct for it. And that was kind of hard to mark on the Earth because you have to guess where the Terminator really ought to be.
Roger, can go ahead and torque.
Apollo Control, Houston, 39 hours, 9 minutes, ground elapsed time. We now show Apollo 16 at 139,788 nautical miles away from Earth. Command module, Ken Mattingly, and using the Earth and Sun for platform alignment through the optics, reports significant improvement over his earlier attempt in the star sightings. We'll continue to monitor conversations between Command Module Pilot Ken Mattingly and Capcom Hank Hartsfield here in Mission Control.
Okay, Henry, if you have those angles, I'll torque these.
Ken, what was your 905?
Four balls, one.
Roger.
Okay, I'll torque these at, on the minute, 1-1.
Okay, clear to tart.
It's Apollo Control, Houston, 39 hours, 11 minutes. Mattingly doing a second P-52 platform alignment, this time using two stars for sighting. And in this way, fine-tuning his earlier improvement, if possible, with the sun and Earth and Sun as reference. We're at 39 hours, 12 minutes ground elapsed time, and we now show Apollo 16 at an altitude of 139,907 nautical miles away from the Earth.
Okay, it looks like we're pretty much on target now, and I don't see any reason to torque these again, unless you particularly want to.
Okay, we concur, Ken. Don't torque those, and we want to check a few switches. They're working on now, getting a switch checklist, and then we're going to let you get some rest and smoke the data over during the night and have a story for you in the morning.
Okay, can you give me any cursory ideas of that, just to see if there's any possibility I entered something inadvertently? Or does it take too long to sort all that out?
Okay, the preliminary look here, we think it's a hardware problem, Ken. Some sort of a transient problem,
okay.
And when we get the data in here, we'll be able to tell them more about it.
Okay. Guess I'm sorry to hear that.
They don't think at this point it's anything that you did, and it appears to be a transient problem, but we won't know until we take a look at it.
Okay. Let me give you one other little tidbit that now seems to be somewhat more of interest than it was before, and that's that when I take this optic 0 to 0, the area around the shaft TPAC makes a lot more noise than the one at the trunnion, and it seems to me that it's making more noise now than it used to. When I say used to, when we first started out, they were very, very quiet. You couldn't even hear them running. And now they're getting noisier, and it may be difficult. But just one more thing that I guess we, throughout all these things, I'll try to minimize the number of times I zero the optics, at least with the zero switch. I'll use manual wherever possible.
Okay, that only occurs when you're zeroing?
That's permanent. Actually, Hank, I just tried it in manual, and it occurs when the noise occurs whenever I'm in an extremely high rate, you know, like using high on a max shaft rate.
Roger, copy. Okay, Ken, we'd like to check some switches up on panel 1.
Stand by, sir. Okay, go ahead, Hank.
Okay, we'd like to check position at FDAI scale.
Scale is in 5-1.
Okay, select.
Select is in 1/2. The source is in attitude set, and the attitude set is in JDC.
Okay, that's what we want to know. Thank you.
Okay, I think I'll go ahead and get some sleep then. Okay,
okay, stand by one sec. Okay, Ken, we don't have anything else. We've got to get one more. We'll be able to take it out. Casper, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, you caught us on the antenna switch. We don't have anything else for you. We'll look at the data over and try to get some word up to you tomorrow. It looks like to us now, though, that you can get a full 8 hours sleep.
Okay, thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, Hank. How about making the dollar shift?
Right.